Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So guys, I got a little expression for you guys today, and it has a lot to do with lessons and just what I'm currently learning in life. And I feel like I've been learning this for a long time now, but you know, lessons and blessings. So it's all about the renewal of the mind. And this is important in these days because you'll realize that the flesh and just all of those parts that keep you kind of tethered to this earth and to this realm, they're always trying to come up with something to keep you distracted. And so what I'm learning now currently is that the renewing of the mind is something that takes place daily. It's not something that you just do once or twice and then it's like, boom, you get this new mindset, this new energy, you get this Christ perspective on life. But it's something that you have to consistently do throughout your day and just like every day. And for me, what I've been doing is just putting the word of God in my mind and really dwelling on the word. So at times when I'm feeling stressed, you know, we're supposed to encourage ourselves with the word of God and to really draw on the Lord's power in any way. And so I quote certain scriptures to myself to empower myself, but it's also to renew my mindset, because when I notice those negative patterns, it is an opportunity to bring in healthy patterns or brighter, lighter patterns. And so that's what I've been learning to do in this time, is to renew my mind consistently and not just every once in a while. In the past, I had a problem with doing that. I would just, you know, pray and carry on, and then like a whole week could go by and my mind would just revert back to that same old state as it was before. A very fleshly state. And you know, I'm in a space now where I don't condemn myself. You know, that's really important here. When you are noticing your patterns and your ways and you're growing and you're learning, it is so important not to judge yourself and not to condemn yourself, because when you do that, you kind of like set in stone those negative patterns and make them seem like they are the worst thing, when in reality, we're here on this earth to learn and to grow and to kind of purge those negative sides of ourselves. So if we're constantly beating ourselves down, it doesn't help us to really progress or grow. You know, it just creates what I like to call the shadow nature. And that's actually a real thing. I don't call it that, but it empowers the shadow nature, because it's like all of those parts of yourself that are condemned, they just get bottled up and eventually they have to be released. So it's so important not to judge yourself when you are growing and learning. And that's just where I'm at. You know, I'm learning to renew my mind daily, and not just daily, but moment by moment. And sometimes it is so hard. Sometimes it is so hard, but it's necessary. And I'm so thankful for the Lord. I'm thankful for Christ, because every single step, I know that God is there helping me and coaching me through it and speaking to me in every way, because there's these ideas that come to my spirit, and I know it's from the Lord, that keep me going on the right track. And sometimes my flesh be a little powerful. I'm not trying to, you know, up my flesh or anything, but it feels like the illusion of the world is really, I don't know how to explain it. It's like powerful in a sense, where I get really caught up in what's going on around me or outside of me, not realizing or not understanding that peace comes from within. And so anytime I'm really caught up in this world, in this matrix, you know, God will remind me, hey, I'm here. I'm on the inside. Don't worry about what's going on out there. You need to pay attention to what's going on in here. And then it pulls me into a space of prayer, or to get into the spirit, where I need to, you know, just find balance and harmony within myself again. And that's where that mental renewal comes in, because it's not just mental renewal. Actually, it's just renewing of the mind and the heart, because I often, when I do that, it goes, So I see that some of this stuff is coming out of my heart. And so it just all kind of works together. I don't know how to explain it to make it where it makes sense, but when I go into that space, it's like step by step in a sense. When you start to, you know, just kind of silence the ego a little bit to allow the spirit to get in, you hear steady, I guess it gives you steady steps to kind of get back into alignment. And so it starts with the mind, the renewing of the mind. And then I start to think in that healthy pattern. And from there, it's like the Lord will begin to work on the mind. And then it goes to the heart, because again, it shows, you know, this is scripture, out of the heart of man is where like problems or issues come from. And so from there I go, oh, okay, I'm getting caught up in a lot of stuff out here, but I also have to understand some of that stuff is coming from within my own heart. And so it puts me in this space of praying over my heart and asking God to renew my heart, or asking God to open the eyes of my heart, or asking Christ just to lay the axe to some of the bad things in the heart, you know, whether that be bitterness, whether that be just destructive ways, you know, because, you know, I don't know if I've ever explained it on the podcast. I've explained it somewhere, but I often feel like the mind and the heart are gardens. They're different spaces within a garden, but the heart is the soil, you know, and whatever you put in there, and I'm tying it kind of to the subconscious, whatever you put in there, it just grows rapidly. So by the time it reaches that conscious, the mind state, whatever you done planted down there is just going to either be a tree, a flower, or something crazy. And so learning that, you know, I got really cautious about what I was absorbing, or what I was just kind of observing, you know, whether that was TV, whether that was anything, content, media. And so I would see a lot of like crazy subliminal messages, and I'd be like, okay, now I just need to protect myself. So I started to pray over everything. And somebody's going to sound paranoid by that, but in this world that we live in, you know, when God kind of awakens something within you, you start to see the lies. You start to see the lies in the confusion and the delusions and the illusions, okay? You start to see those things. And so it just pulls you in this space where you want to be more cautious of what you are allowing within yourself. Not saying you can't have fun or any of those things, but just being mindful. So I started to pray over my mind every day, consistently pleading the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon my unconscious, subconscious, and conscious mind. And I've seen wonders because of it, because again, it's the renewing of the mind. So once I start to get the mind renewed, then it gives you kind of like the clarity you need to start just being who you are, who you truly are, and getting back into alignment and embodying who you truly are, and not allowing, you know, this world to kind of conform you in a sense. This is all scripture. This is all scripture. You know what? I'm gonna have to find a scripture, because you know I love a good biblical reference. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So boom, there it is right there. You have the Bible verse that goes along with this. Thank you, Lord. And it's the truth. When you renew the mind, you see what is good or what is acceptable to the Lord. That way you can follow his will better. And I'm a firm believer in the spirit of the Lord. And I know that it takes the spirit of the Lord for these things to really move you forward. You know, there's only so much man can do. But when you have the Son of God within you, you could do a lot more. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. So I know that as soon as I'm sending those prayers out, or my intention is to be in alignment with God, then I know that everything is kind of working in my favor to get me in that space. So again, it starts with that renewing of the mind. And for me, you know, personally, it's through prayer. You know, it's through the intentions of my prayer. And God knows your heart. He knows your sincerity behind things. So when you are truly wanting, you know, that renewing of the mind or clarity or peace, and you're asking for it from an inner space, God will bless you with that. And it takes place on the inside. That's like the most important thing I can drop in this podcast or seed. You know, it's not all about affirming on the outside. You know, sometimes that's necessary. Get in the mirror and do that if you have to. But it takes place within the inside and what's going on within there. When you can kind of rearrange the space within your mind, you'll kind of notice that the outside world kind of rearranges as well. And so, you know, the beauty thing about that is I love nature. You guys know this. I'm a big nature person. And so there will be times where I'm in these places that feel so desolate. And I'm like, Lord, man, this is a hot mess. I don't want to be in this environment. And then God will start ministering to me on the inside. And then I'll start feeling like a blooming garden. I'll just start imagining that within myself and just imagining the beauty of life. And then all of a sudden, my outer eyes will start to see, you know, the beauty that was always there that I couldn't see before by whatever illusions. All of a sudden, butterflies will start popping up, dragonflies start flying around, colorful butterflies. I'll start seeing flowers that are still alive, and the greenery of the earth and the land and the richness that was always there. And, you know, it starts with the inside, and God having to kind of open those spiritual eyes, or the inner eyes, the eyes of your heart, so you can see the good instead of the bad. You know, I often think when we're on this earth, we deal with that sense of balance of duality. And I'm not going to go into that. I've done many podcasts on that aspect, but it's kind of like you are you're seeing out of two lenses sometimes, and that's not always a good thing. Sometimes you see, you know, the good. It's like you're oh man, well, we already know we kind of have like a multi-dimensional existence. So with that, you know, you're seeing through these two paradigms of kind of like, you see the good in life, but you also see the bad out of like one eye and the other. It's a whole thing. And so it's the renewing of the mind is where you're able to kind of focus on one side, not saying you're focusing on it more than the other, but you see that the negative side and you go, this can be transmuted. You know, you just see it from a different space of going, there's a purpose to this. Now let's apply it and make something beautiful out of it. And so it's like seeing death, but also seeing life within it. Like it's important. It's like, I don't know how to make it make sense, but that's kind of where God has me now, is just learning to take whatever situation, environment I'm in and make the best out of it. You know, see the life in it, see the love in it, see the beauty in it. That's so important. And it all comes with the renewing of the mind and the mental space. Because when you can do that, you know, wherever you go or wherever God takes you to, wherever you end up, you can make that space a beautiful space, not only for you, but for others. And, you know, it's like, oh man, it's like bringing the sunshine to an environment. I don't know how to make that make sense, but if you know, you know. But anyways, I just wanted to kind of jump on here and talk about that, because I know that in this season, a lot of people are dealing with that kind of mental space, and it can be really hard to control your mind. But I learned a long time ago, if you don't control your mind will control you. And so it's imperative, like it's so important that you find the renewal in your mind. And I say find, and by finding, for me, it is finding Christ within. All right. As soon as I start to consciously get in alignment with Christ, from there, I know everything else is going to be okay. Everything is going to fall into place because everything works together for my highest good. Or what's the scripture? For we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God and those that are called according to his purpose. Boom. So just right there, I know that everything is going to work out how it's supposed to be. And sometimes it does take, you know, a little bit of time and patience to wait for that manifestation to take place. You know, I'm a big person on just praying, you know. Be careful for nothing, but through everything, pray. I butchered that scripture, but you get the point. Always praying. And so when I'm praying, I had whatever my intention is, you know, I expect that. I expect that thing to manifest or to become. And sometimes it's like, and you know, somebody's gonna think I'm crazy, but I do it all the time. I do it all the time. When it feels cloudy in my world, when I feel like it's a whole bunch of clouds everywhere, I'm going to pray for God to bring the sunshine out. That's just who I am. That's just the type of person I am. And so when it happens, I'm always like, you know what, Lord, I know this was you. Ain't no way it wasn't you. It's just another kind of like, yep, I know my father, he did that. It's just one of those things. And it's kind of like the best part about praying for me is always expecting the best. But when it gets here, being shook, like, wow, God, you really did that. It just blows my mind every single time. And it's the renewal right there. Just blowing my mind every time. And when you just give God his place to perform, man, God will really blow your mind and he'll renew it too. But anyways, just want to express and share that with you guys. I hope it was helpful. I hope it was, you know, meaningful in some way. I know I haven't been putting too many podcasts out lately. Just been really focusing on my spiritual growth and just staying in alignment. And sometimes that means taking a break from the media or the social world. And so that's where I've been, you know, just been learning and growing, going through my own little stuff here and there, and, you know, just on this journey with God. So I will be putting more podcasts out eventually. But until then, I love you. God bless you, and have a beautiful holiday season.